Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, we're back, and we have an open hour now tonight, and I want to get into some other issues that pertain to what's happening to our land today, and one of them, of course, is another act of treachery perpetrated by the House leadership just yesterday, I believe, and that has to do with U.S. trade policy, specifically the Peru Free Trade Agreement. Yeah, like CAFTA and NAFTA and BAFTA and SAFTA and all the rest of them. H.R. 3688, I think, was the bill. It passed 285 to 132. The postponement of this Peru FTA, the Free Trade Agreement, vote last night offered some hope that we would see the plans of Nancy Pelosi and Charlie Rangel to stab the Democratic constituents in the back were unraveling in the end. However, two Democratic leaders, these two, were able to deliver a yay vote on this measure. For who? For who? Why, for George Bush's White House. See, and you know, you thought that, hey, they were the loyal opposition, huh? Yeah, they're there to fight against Bush's excesses and treachery and treason and sellout, huh? They're part of the sellout. Nancy Pelosi and Charlie Rangel's got wrangled, and they persuaded a yay vote on this measure, just a handful of votes. Now, that's the House. Now, the Senate has 15 legislative days on the calendar to act on this bill under fast-track rules that were in force when the agreement was negotiated. So, once again, we're asking you to do what you have to do. And I mean, hey, we lose some, but we win some. The thing is, you have to do it because you know that you can't let these dirty so-and-sos get away with what they're getting away with. Can't allow them to do that. You just can't, you know, give them the chance to say, I didn't hear from my constituents. You follow? So, this House passed Peru Free Trade Agreement now is going to the Senate. You have only a handful of days, 15 legislative days on the calendar, for it to be defeated. So the postponement of the Peru FTA vote last night offered a glimmer of hope, as we said. It looked like it was going to go down. It wasn't going to happen. But what happened? Nancy and Charlie and Georgie all got together and shook hands and exchanged hugs and kisses, probably literally too, and smooches, and embraced each other and said, hey, let's do it to the American people again. They're too busy with entertainment. They're too busy watching the football games right now to be concerned. Come on, let's do it. So they did it. And this bill now will be up or down in the Senate. And you know what's going on with the Senate. And you know what they've done to us. Huh? You sure do. So they'll only have 15 days to deal with it. And legislative days, by the way. And that's the days that they're in session. All right? So H.R. 3688 is the bill. Call, write, email, fax. You know what to do. We shall return in just 3 more minutes with more conversation right here on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams, come on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, I'm back, and I have a number of other, another couple of things that I need to talk to you about. And one of them, of course, is Howard Phillips has said so eloquently. Mr. Huckabee, who is this this new great conservative now, apparently believes that you are a bigot if you oppose benefits for illegal aliens. He says, let's see now, on illegal immigration, Huckabee makes George Bush sound like Representative Tom Tancredo. Huckabee has compared illegal aliens to slaves brought here in chains from Africa, saying, quote, I think, frankly, the Lord is giving us a second chance to do better than we did before. Toward that end, when an Arkansas legislator introduced a bill that would prevent illegal aliens from voting and receiving state benefits, Huckabee denounced the bill, saying it would rile up those who are racists and bigots. Did you hear that? You folk in Arkansas, you listening? You Bill Clinton supporters out there? Hey, are you getting riled up? Are you racists and bigots? He also made the point that companies such as Toyota would not invest in Arkansas if the state didn't allow non-citizens to vote. Because it would send the message that essentially, if you don't look like us, talk like us, and speak like us, we don't want you. Now, is there any logic in what he just said? And I know Howard Phillips is scratching his head, too, and asking, hello, this man, he wants to be president. Like all the other Democratic candidates for president, he supports a federal law to ban smoking unless you're an illegal alien smoking at a Toyota plant. That's, of course, Ann Coulter's remarks. But I think that is what we're dealing with in this late day for this country. When we've got guys like Huckabee and guys like, we've got the governor, former governor of Massachusetts as well, Romney, Mitt Romney, who Bob Jones III has endorsed, by the way, for president. You talk about Pat Robertson and Giuliani. And the rest of them, well, you know, I mean, they're not much better off. What gives these men, these people, these so-called clerics, the privilege of coming out and using their churches and their lobbies to come out and endorse any candidate, to be honest with you? I don't care if it's Ron Paul. I don't think that is the business of the church, to be perfectly candid with you, to endorse any particular candidate. I think they should show you the way, show you what the truth is, the issues are, and then say, look, now you go and do with it what you want. But this is where we stand on the issues. But they're not doing that. Most of these big churches aren't. Now, I know they don't speak for all Christians. I know they don't speak for all of them. John Hagee doesn't speak for Christianity, that's for sure. And you heard, to his credit, Chaplain Klingenschmidt tonight. Well, he's converted. He's converted to Judaism. So what happens to his soul? He won't pray in the name of Jesus. He doesn't believe Jesus is Messiah. Well, what is he? I guess the Jews will tell him what he was, huh? I guess the Talmud will tell him what. Because he believes in the Talmud, you see, more than he does in the Bible. Isn't that right? Even Bill Clinton was tougher on crime than Mr. Huckabee. That's what Howard Phillips has to say. And he's talking about particular cases in Arkansas, like the Dubont case, which, of course, involves some rather gruesome details. But this guy, when Bill Clinton was governor, he could at least pretend to be, like George Bush could pretend to be, a law and order guy in Texas. You see? Yes. But in reality, what's happened is, of course, it's politics as usual. And you adapt to survive in politics. Now, when Giuliani made the statement commissioner of New York, the police commissioner, he made the statement, well, I'm running for president. I'm not perfect. That's all he said. So I'm thinking to myself, well, if he can get away with that one and they let him off the hook, then I suppose that the next logical thing to say to him would be, what about 9/11 and your role in that? And then he could turn around and say, well, I'm not perfect. I'm running for president. So what? What about 9/11? Don't expect me to answer questions. I make mistakes. Sure, we all make mistakes. So what's the big deal? What is the big deal? This is what you have running for president. As I've said so many times, yeah, Ron Paul does stand head and shoulders above all of them. There's no question about that. Well, he doesn't deal in stupid bickering and name-calling and all of this childish nonsense, which, of course, the reason they do it is because they have nothing to talk about. He has a lot to talk about, getting back to the Constitution. So that's why he's ignored by the media, quite honestly. All right, let's take a call. Mike in Kentucky now is next. Hello, Mike. You're on the program with me, Rick Adams.
Yeah, you do. you just mentioned the Talmud, and
yes.
I think a lot of people get left with the wrong impression of what that is,
mm-hmm.
because of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. They hear about this hoax, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and they don't believe that the Talmud is valid either.
Yeah,
but there's just huge volumes of rabbinical writings that, I mean, would exceed the average family's old-fashioned encyclopedia, a big old shelf of them, probably 4 or 5 feet long, of books that are rabbinical writings that they consider valuable teachings. And I have yet to find anybody. There's claims out there that there was some rabbinical prophecies that said that before the Jews could reoccupy Israel, that they had a 6 million of them had to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And there's accounts from World War One where they tried to imply that was the that was going to happen. There's even some newspapers you can find on the internet that show that. But I think a lot of people don't realize what's said about Jesus' mother and the fate that who his dad was allegedly, instead of there's just dire, dastardly things said about Christians and their beliefs in that Jewish Talmud. And if it's not a, I don't know, you know, without going into detail, the descriptions that's in that is about as hateful as anything I've ever read.
You bet. And there's the unabridged Talmud, by the way, not just the Talmud that we all can see on the Internet. We can read portions of it, but have you ever seen the unabridged Talmud?
No. They are very secretive in a lot of their stuff.
Well, that's the whole point, yes.
They don't allow a lot of stuff to be...
No.
Brought out.
That's only what we know, what has been allowed to be published.
And there's so much of their stuff that they can't prove that was destroyed by the Romans in 70 A.D. Some of the caves at Qumran have confirmed a lot of the Old Testament and maybe even, you know, some of the New Testament indirectly. But I saw a documentary about 2 or 3 years ago, I believe it was on PBS, about some of the stuff that they found in the caves at Qumran, the Dead Sea Scrolls, as they're commonly called,
mm-hmm.
that same area. And it was kind of ironic that they found some incense shovels and brass items that they think were part of the ritual devices that were kept in the temple,
mm-hmm.
and one of them had one of the incense shovels had a sun god embossed on it that was a Roman sun god. Now, if the Most High did not find that an insult for that incense shovel to have a pagan god on it, I don't know what would have been a greater insult, but. The rabbi that they interviewed on this PBS documentary said he compared it to Santa Claus showing up on the Coke cans in his synagogue at Christmas.
Mm.
That's what he said. He said, "That's well, it's no big deal, you know. It's pagan influence on the temple rituals was not a major problem. It wouldn't have ticked off." Despite all the writings in the Septuagint or the Old Testament, where we find that the Creator is a jealous God and He don't tolerate that,
mm-hmm. yes.
despite this rabbi says it's about the same thing as Santa Claus on the Coke cans at Christmas in the synagogue. Yeah.
Oh sure.
Yeah, that's the kind of double-mindedness I think that. The New Testament warns us about.
That's exactly right. Yes, Dan.
All right. Well,
Mike, thank you.
Thanks.
If you want to hang on, you may, but we got the quick
break. I need to go.
Goodbye. Yeah, I can hear that. All right. Take
Bye-bye.
Care of the kid. Bye-bye now. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Alrighty, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. I am back. Rick Adams, our number is 800-313-9443. There is an open line for you right now. China, Red China, not China, but let's be specific, Red China, of course, now is beginning to come under more scrutiny, even in the controlled media. And we're talking about all of the products now that are coming here, the food, the toys, the gadgets, the widgets that are being sold, and people are dying, people are getting poisoned, people are getting sick, young babies, young children. Now we finally hear that people are beginning to use discretion when they shop for toys and pet food and toothpaste. Well, my goodness, isn't it about time? Except that Red China has a plan. They have a very interesting plan. They have grown rich and fat and opulent off of us, once again, the dumb goyim taxpayers, the non-suspecting sleeping Americans. China's sprawling military will speed up its modernization for the next 5 years. That's their own project now. That's what they say. Increasing adopting high-tech battle systems and upgrading training. This is from the president, Hu Jintao. And he said in a two-hour, 20-minute address that he outlined no particularly bold initiatives, but He said, and he offered, something for almost all of his key constituencies, tinkering with an authoritarian political system for the party's liberal wing and praising Karl Marx and Mao Zedong. He insisted the Communist Party must stay in control of the changes. Mr. Hughes' comments have additional weight because he's also the party's leader and head of the party commission that controls the PLA, that's the People's Liberation Army, the world's largest standing army, by the way, with 2.3 million. That's China, Red China. The PLA retains the highest loyalty to the Communist Party, not the Chinese state. Mr. Hughes said the party's absolute leadership over the armed forces was a fundamental principle. Reflecting that special status, PLA members were represented heavily at the Congress, accounting for about 13% of the 2,217 delegates attending, even though the armed forces make up just 2.2% of the party's 72 million members. That's very interesting. Two Chinese financial experts close to the regime issued a pointed warning. If the Americans don't get off our case about reevaluating us, and if the Congress keeps threatening us with tariffs, Red China may just dump a huge hoard of U.S. Treasury bonds and T-bills out onto the world market, and that would cause a worldwide run on the dollar. Were China to engage in a dump-the-dollar asset, there might well be global abandonment now of all U.S. debt, forcing the Fed to hike the interest rates again to protect U.S. currencies. Should that happen, the housing market would freeze up, the economy would head due south in short order. It's getting pretty close to that now, isn't it? The 10% drop in the Dow of just a few weeks would then be but a sip of the awful drink that would follow, my friend. You got that? The Chinese hold $900 billion, with a B, billion dollars in U.S. funds and T-bills, the bulk of their $1.33 trillion in currency reserves. To dump U.S. bonds would shrink the value of China's remaining dollar assets. Why would China deliberately imperil the value of the largest cash hoard that it has? What Beijing is saying is, don't mess with us. Don't talk tough to us. Don't try to force us to revalue. And don't threaten us with tariffs, you know, because we can do greater damage to you than you can to us. We are now your bankers. How do you like that? Now, who made them our bankers? Do you think that the Rothschild family, do you think that the powerful elite of the international banking cartel, the Warburgs and so forth, do you think they just let the ball slip out of their pocket onto the ground? Do you think so? No. We'll talk about that and some more when we come back on the program. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
The hell with it. Okay, I'm back. All right, before we go back to the mic call again, over here we're talking about the banksters, the international banking cartel of these powerful elite Zionists. Why would they surrender to a supposed enemy of capitalism? The pivotal position of being able to dictate to us and therefore to them what will happen to the dollar and what will happen to the debt. See, now you're beginning to ask tough questions, Rick. You think people will understand that? You think they'll appreciate what's going on? I do. I know my audience will understand it. The average ditto head or whatever who listens to these geniuses, watches the evening news, won't have any clue. But we know. We know who's in control of China. China, Cain. We know what's going on now with China. The whole world right now is undergoing instability with Pakistan. What is going on in Pakistan is a very interesting study in the Mossad
and what is happening to Musharraf. Musharraf made the statement long ago that unless you deal with the Palestinian problem, you are going to have perpetual war and more terrorism. Now, that never appeared in the media again. But now you see what's going on in Pakistan with the return of its former leader. In lieu of the fact that assassinations by the Mossad took out President Zia going back a number of years ago, which of course helped precipitate the series of events that have led to the current situation in the world of chasing this elusive ghost of Islamophobia. That's what it is, a fear of Islam, generated, begun, nurtured, and now metastasized by the same elite from Jerusalem. They're creating worldwide instability. They're creating kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation, as Jesus spoke. But the end is not yet. You see, we're seeing what they're doing worldwide. Controlling the oil and dumping the dollar is absolutely key to the destruction of America in order to bring about the rise of the New World Order. Let me get back to the phone, though. Mike wanted to talk again. Call back from Kentucky. Yes, Mike, you had to leave the phone, I understand, a while ago, and you're back at least now.
Right.
You're back here. Welcome back, sir. I know you wanted to say something.
Thanks.
That's fine.
Yeah, and I was building up to the the talk about
the
mechanisms of things that brought about the judgment on the Old Covenant and the 70 AD destruction of the temple.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They had found those incense shovels and various accoutrements the temple in the caves at Qumran with the pagan inscriptions on them. And one of the final insults of the story was, or the description of it as it was presented on this documentary I saw, was that they had found these in a burlap sack after, and the guy that talked about digging through the layers of this cave talked about how disgusting it was because where they found these things was buried under the latrine after digging for days and layers of the stuff. And I don't know how else you could insult those materials from a Jewish perspective if you know about the way the Middle East considers that and that culture from, you know, Islam to through old traditional Judaism. And how even the left hand is considered, you know, for that type of stuff, you know, anything associated with that is unclean. It seems to me like if they understand the culture at all, that was the most insulting thing they could have done with it. They didn't melt it back down. It was almost like they were sending a message to modern-day people to discover that. I don't know that they had that in mind, but somebody was sending a message there that these Roman pagan implements that were being used in the temple corrupted it. Was that insulting? So, I mean, that was the whole almost punchline to that story. And here they are writing, insults to Christianity and the story around the New Testament. It's just appalling that they turn around and try to influence these hate crimes bills and thought crimes bills and stuff like that that's going on today.
Mm-hmm.
The materials of Lindsey Williams get into the whole round robin shell game that you were talking about on the debt.
Yeah. Yes,
and the oil.
The oil, sure.
And how that they've tied that. I think, is it called the Brentwood Agreement after World War II?
Brentwood, yes.
Where they agreed to forgive all the lend-lease debt
mm-hmm.
From World War II. World War II and
Bretton Woods, Vermont. Yeah,
and basically that they were the most of Europe, I guess, is supposed to buy our debt, and then OPEC was the cartel for OPEC was also supposed to buy our debt, and that's one of the reasons why Saudi Arabia is our darling, because they're buying so
well,
much
that was
of our
the
debt.
Agreement Henry Kissinger worked out. You heard Lindsey Williams tell you that.
Right. But that's kind of on shaky ground right now with, what's his name, Chavez and...
Hugo Chavez. Well,
and,
it is and it isn't because, you know, they're setting the stage for the next worldwide war. You say the next worldwide campaign. That's what we're at now. I see us being now where the world was in the 30s, don't you?
Well, a lot of the think tanks, the eggheads, you know, from the CFR type crowd, they're not even calling it World War III. They're calling it World War IV because the Cold War was World War III. Mm-hmm. But I think the premise to keep in mind is that wealth is not destroyed but transferred. So if we're thrown into some kind of a depression or a long recession, a controlled, which we already are in, a kind of a controlled devaluation of everything, trying to bring America down to size to where we're not allegedly consuming three-fourths of the world's resources for whatever it is, you know, 3% of the population or something. You know, you hear these figures thrown around. I don't remember what they're trying to claim it is now, but there's you do get the impression that some of this stuff over ethanol and the alternative fuels push, clean coal or coal conversion and all these things that they're talking about, is merely trying to put a dent in these agreements that they've had for decades on buying the debt while we still continue to try to expand our economy. They still have to buy our debt for the amount of oil that we import, but we're caught because we can't even exploit our own resources.
Well,
if we do,
can. But they won't allow it, you see.
Well, yeah, we can't. And what is it, British Petroleum, BP, basically controls all of the oil from North Slope of Alaska.
Yes,
we can't access that.
Yet no, there's more. This is the treason of the Kissingers and the CFR, the global elite. People have no clue as to what happened in the 60s and the oil industry and the 70s and the war. And that war in the Middle East, that, you know, the 1973 war that resulted in the Arab oil embargo, that was proof positive that we were deliberately made dependent on foreign oil then for the purpose of geopolitics.
Well, and then you read about people that... show proof that our own CIA was involved in making sure England set the stage for the euro and participated in the European Union. Our own CIA, according to a book by a guy by the name of Sir Richard Boddy, set the stage for that back in the early 70s as well.
Oh, sure.
It makes you go, what were they thinking? You know, here they're trying to establish a competitive economy. Probably a lot of these people had or were motivated by what would you call them, mentors that gave them the idea that this would be creating a more stable Europe and for peace. I don't know. I mean, it's hard. You'd have to go back and talk to these people. Why did you participate in this? Why did you orchestrate a unified European economy that is going to be directly in competition to be the world's reserve currency? Why did you do that?
I think it's clear, isn't it? Isn't it really clear? It's all about now destroying America. And Europe and America will once again be at war.
The real trick is, how do you get these patriots, these loyalists, people that should be looking out for America's best interest from the CIA, how do you get them to participate in these schemes without, say, you know, doing like what's his name, Daniel Estulin, who brought out the Pentagon Papers. How do you, you know,
Ellsberg?
Ellsberg. How in the world do you, you know, there? It takes some crafty people, I would think, to get well-intended patriotic folks to participate in these schemes, but they do it. They justify it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly looks like that 9/11, you know, was done this way. You know, be the crowd. What is their motto? Through deception ye shall do war.
Mm-hmm.
All these Mossad mm-hmm. people that they arrested and then had to let go for mm-hmm. whatever reason after
9/11.
Weeks of interrogation.
Harry Hopkins says you can tax and tax, spend and spend, elect and elect. The people are too damn dumb to understand. He said it. Roosevelt's right-hand man, a Soviet agent. And Roosevelt himself said that if it happens in politics, it's no accident. It was planned that way.
Well,
Everything is happening according to a plan. And, you know, it's people like, oh, you sound like a conspiracy theorist. Well, prove me wrong. Prove what I'm saying is wrong. The burden now is on you people. I don't mean my audience, but you, the dummies out there in the American public, who are scratching your wooden heads now saying, well, maybe there is something to what he says, because all I know is, to quote Ronald Reagan, I'm not better off now than I was 10 years ago. I'm worse off. And it's not by accident. It's not by accident. It's by design.
Yeah, that's,
now, sooner or later, people are going to wake up. But will they wake up in time? Before the, shall we say, the barn door closes behind them? And the little pigs are in the pen?
Well, like I said, wealth is not destroyed. It's transferred.
Like matter. It can neither be created nor destroyed. It just goes from one form to another, or one pocket to another, right?
And somebody's got a bunch of the American people's wealth socked away in various shell games. And if we're bright enough, maybe we can get people like Leo Wanta or whoever that's got this, knows where this wealth is, to put it back to good use rather than to be used against ourselves.
Right.
All right, thanks.
Hey, Mike, thank you for calling back and finishing what you started. I appreciate it. All right, now you got my visceral juices all moving every which way. Oh, my. okay, the Ron Paul blog. Garage Door Revolution, yeah. Garage Door Revolution. I guess that's what they call it now. Very down-to-earth campaigning. It has the powers that be not knowing what to do. Yeah. Right. Socialism is a means to an end, one fellow writes. Do you believe the actual end is Zionism? Sort of a King Herod form of governing all over again? 2,000 years later, although this time perhaps with a bunch of kings working together somewhere in cloak? Well, and as a fellow up question, a follow-up question to what I just said. He says, frankly, I haven't the answer. Are all Jews Zionists, and are all Zionists Jews? Someone please help me. Well, I'll help him, no. He said, I started asking once I saw Aaron Russo personally taking on the neocon Zionist cabal in his film 5 months ago. So from that, I figure that there are two mutually exclusive concepts and beliefs, but I still haven't received a definitive answer. That's interesting. Very interesting. Well, you know, Satan's kingdom is not divided against itself. A word to the wise should be sufficient. All right? For those that have ears to hear, eyes to see, you know what I'm talking about? Good. I hope you do. All right. I'm just reading some more mail. Oh, yes, emails and stuff and newsletter mails. Fascinating stuff going on in the world around us. And no question that now is the time, if you have not registered to vote and you wish to vote for Ron Paul, it's getting pretty late now. If you're going to vote in these primaries, in the Republican primary, you better be registered. You better make sure you get your papers in order and ready to go. Because in just a few short months, think about it, in just a couple of months or so, we're going to see the you-know-what hit the fan. How are they going to get rid of Ron Paul? Let's face it. The big moguls and the controlled media, what are they going to do to get rid of Ron Paul? Can they? One thing is for certain. They are going to move all the forces that they have at their command, Satan's legions, to make sure that he never gets to the White House. I don't even think they want him to go as far as through the primaries, as they did with Pat Buchanan, going back to 92, I believe. Maybe 96, actually. But in any event, time will tell, won't it? Time will tell. All right, I'll be back with a final lap of tonight's program right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Okay, hey, we're back now in the final segment of the program. I want to remind our listeners again that the voice you hear on this program from time to time, every few weeks or so, Gene Smith, the BibleTruthMan.com, is indeed going to be launching his own shortwave program once a week on a Friday night, starting tomorrow night, I believe, and that will be on frequency, what is it, 5070, is that it? Yeah, it's on the low end. Also on Saturdays for a half hour on a higher frequency, I'm not sure, but that will be at 11:30 on Saturday morning, Central Time. Tomorrow night will be at 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 Eastern Time, 5070 on the short wave. Gene Smith, the Bible Truth Man, he will be back here, too, again, and we are trying to get him to debate Mr. Hagee or some other one of his hirelings. And I've already called and emailed the person at his church, Cornerstone Church. So we're waiting to hear by next week, hopefully, whether they will take us up on it. The subject will be Christian Zionism. That will be the subject. The theology of fatalistic Mideast prophecy, Christian Zionism, and the like. Where is it in the Scripture? And that's what we're going to try to determine. All right? Meanwhile, the bill by Representative Jane Harman, of course, passed the House last week, as you know, H.R. 1955, and has a number of co-sponsors, like 14 of them. And that's the bill that warns of homegrown terrorism. And we are going to be looking into all aspects with this commission they wish to set up. They wish to set up this commission to deal with it. Who is an extremist? Who is an extremist? Well, they're going to tell us. Just like they tried to define religion. You see? And they've got a plan, my friend. The plan is to create this police state. Some of you have probably seen the movie Rendition, which is in the theaters. And some say that it actually hits the nail on the head, and it is fairly well done. I haven't seen it myself. But I will tell you that it certainly is, in and of itself, apparently, talk of the town in circles, very much so in liberal circles, but also in patriotic, conservative, right-wing circles as well. It is here. The police state is here. It's just a matter of completing it now and rounding up whoever they can round up. I mean, let's face it. We're being told the enemy's a domestic enemy now. We've got to start going after people that preach an anti-government line. That means an anti-ADL line, anti-Zionist line, right? We shall see. Everything we've said is coming to pass. All right. Hey, I've said enough. Tonight, it's over now. We'll take a rest. Stay tuned for more of RBN, Republic Broadcasting. Support Republic Trading Group. Support Republic Broadcasting Network. Get online. You give us a holler. Give us a call. Give us your prayers and support. I'm Rick Adams, and Father willing, tomorrow night we'll be back at 9 o'clock Central. And you take care and keep praying, keep looking up. We'll see you then. Good night, everyone. With